This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
That 4:25 Sunday afternoon window is still our high watermark, and while we are indeed busy making sure that the primetime partners all have really good games, you know, at 9:30 in the morning on Sunday for our international partners, good game for our streaming partners, we can't lose sight of the fact that our biggest window, our most viewership, still comes from Sunday afternoon at 4:30, so you got to make sure that every weekend it feels like there's a big game sitting there on a Sunday afternoon at 4:30, and having the Bills in four of them is a testament to the strength of the brand, the star power of the quarterback. I don't think anybody's got more 4:25 games than the Bills.
Mike North talking about how the Bills kind of have an interesting schedule this year of not just the lack of miles that you have to travel, but oftentimes like you're getting a decent amount of those 4 o'clock games after the blitz of primetime to open your season.
Yes, because four out of the first six games are primetime games.
And three of those are at home.
Yeah, and the Atlanta game is that 7:15 doubleheader primetime. So at least it's at 7:15. I do like those games. That extra hour does make a difference. But looking at the 4:25 games,
yep,
they are all the heavy hitters. Bengals, Chiefs, Eagles, right? Like, he's absolutely right, Mike North, on the 4:25 window. That's the Fox's game of the week, America's game of the week, CBS. That's Bills Chiefs, right? Like, they have
again,
a death grip on that game.
CBS will start a war if they lose that game.
Exactly.
In its current motion.
And no offense to Thursday Night Football, those are the worst of the primetime games.
Yes, those are oftentimes not good football.
No, and the Bills have two of those this season.
That said, the Bills have a great record with this regime.
On Thursday night.
On Thursday night. They're 6-0.
Yeah, they destroy the Dolphins on Thursday night, too. That's like a track record now.
Like, with all Thursday games, to be 6-0, you're dealing with a short week. That's not an easy task. So that's a really good credit to the coaching staff on how that sort of thing happens. Now, there's one more interesting thing about the Bills with their schedule, and it's the fact that they are the only team favored in every single football game heading into the season.
I don't know why. It just makes me feel icky.
Yeah, do you, like, anyone out there, do you feel comfortable or do you feel
icky,
uncomfortable about the Bills being favored in every single game? Phone lines are open. Plenty of time to do this at 803-0550.
I'm all for confidence. I really am. I think the Bills could win every game. Like, that's how good they are, right?
And that's how interesting the schedule is.
Exactly. They can go out there against any team that they're playing and win a football game. No questions asked. But we've seen, in years past, you get those Billsy performances every so often, right?
Every so often. And it's also
any given Sunday.
It's the NFL. You're going to lose a game or two that you really shouldn't.
I remember sitting here doing Bills Breakfast with the Bills, an extended pregame with you.
For Bills Rams.
Bills Rams. And we were so confident because the Rams were not great the entirety of the season.
And then they were sitting here like, I hate this game. I remember.
I felt goofy about it. I said, this is trap game written all over it.
You hated this game.
Yes.
That morning. You were right.
Because it just felt like they were due and the Bills were going into it.
Because the wheels fell off of the defense.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That was bad. Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp, that looked like the Super Bowl winning Rams.
Puka
like
Nacua, that felt personal, honestly.
It did.
It wasn't, but it felt personal.
I think this shows, though, the draft class, how the Bills improved on their defense. Yes, it is Josh Allen's star power. It is the offense, right? But the Bills, in a lot of ways, took their defensive weaknesses and drafted to fill them. So I think there's more confidence that the Bills' defense can actually get the job done, and it's not all going to be the offense having to score 40 points and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think there's more confidence in the entirety of the team, not just the offense.
I think it also has to do with, there was a caller yesterday that had mentioned this when we were on the Extra Point Show.
That's right.
Of now that Josh Allen has the hardware officially, it kind of allows for the, I think we can favor the Bills in this game.
Yeah, they've got the MVP.
Or you have the Ravens at home. Yeah, that one, it's at home. Typically, your betting lines are going to favor the home team.
Yeah, now by only 1.5 points. They stopped the 3-point home favorite pretty much. Don't know why. I can't give you any more information on that. I've just noticed the trend. So,
and then Kansas City is at home. Philadelphia is at home. So naturally, those betting lines, they still lean toward the home team. That doesn't mean they're going to win all of them.
No.
And I'd actually expect for there to be some struggles. Good teams are good teams. I would also be perfectly fine with losing to Kansas City in the regular season if it means
beating them in the playoffs.
But I also don't get that guarantee either. And beating Kansas City would also help you get the one seed, which is the one thing outside of a Super Bowl appearance that you have not had with this team.
Exactly.
Because if you look at the hierarchy of the AFC and how everything has happened, the Chiefs have everything, annoyingly so. But the Bengals have a Super Bowl appearance and AFC championship. The Ravens have had the one seed. The Tennessee Titans have had the one seed. Buffalo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Finally got an MVP trophy for their quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills have always been in this good but not good enough set with this regime.
Right. Not good enough to beat Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and the Chiefs. That was the standard you've been trying to get to, right? Quote unquote.
And then you couldn't beat the Bengals, and then they conveniently fell off the face of the earth.
Completely. And that's due to mismanagement of Joe Burrow's injuries. That's due to coaching mismanagements. That's just also, their defense
ownership
is terrible. Yeah. And not being able to pay good players and keep them on your team.
Not being willing to pay good players and keep them on
your team. That's
a
better way to put it. Absolutely.
Trey Hendrickson's situation is dynamite at this point.
Yeah, that's bad.
Negligence.
Why would anyone want to come play for your organization if that's the precedent you're setting?
Yep.
Like, truthfully.
And you saw how bad their defense was that Cincinnati had to score just to stay alive.
Burrow had to put up like 40 points a week.
Burrow had to put up MVP numbers.
Yes.
To then just miss the playoffs. That's how bad their defense
was. It's laughable.
Was.
It's laughable.
That is how bad their defense was. Because if the Bengals make the playoffs, I would have absolutely argued for, yeah, Joe Burrow's the most valuable player because the Cincinnati Bengals are garbage and he willed them to the playoffs. I don't care that they're 9-8. If they made the playoffs, they made the playoffs. Holy bleep. I would have absolutely ceded power to that.
Burrow would have won the MVP if they made the playoffs.
Had to have. Because that shows, yeah, you are truly most valuable because that defense is cheek and you managed to make the postseason.
It's a stronger version of Josh Allen's argument.
It is. And it would have been truly fascinating. It would mm-hmm. also been scary because the 2-7 would have been Bills Bengals.
Yeah.
And considering how the Bills defense was on a little bit of a decline, it would have been last team with the ball wins. Tell me that's not stressful on your wild card weekend.
Yeah. Let's open up the playoffs like that. Send the blood pressure to a million.
Yeah. And obviously, they were able to handle Denver, everything like that.
Denver looked scary on their first drive. I thought this was going to be scrappy.
Denver looks fascinating this year, too.
Yes.
But it's not just the Bills, though, by the way. The AFC East has a lot of favoritism toward their schedule this year.
Exactly.
The Patriots are favored in double-digit games this year. Mm-hmm. A team that drafted fourth overall is favored in a majority of their games.
And 11 wins would be what I think they would have to get to challenge the Bills
yes.
for the top of the AFC East.
And I don't think New England's ready for that yet.
No, I think 9.
They're ready to contend for second in the division.
Easily second in the division.
And 9-8 can get you a wild card spot. Ask the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, if I'm Buffalo, Patriots are the team I'm not rooting to play against in the wild card. It's not the Mac Jones Patriots. A third time, a divisional opponent who's on the up and up, right? We haven't seen any of the actual
on play. I think that New England's team is still not complete enough. Like, if they make a wild card run, I think it has more to do with their schedule mm-hmm. than their actual roster, which is, I'd say, another full offseason of work away.
I think you need more offensive line protection for Drake May. That's still the big question. Like, yeah, they helped it. Not enough. And Stephon Diggs isn't going to change your offense.
And Stephon Diggs, I'll throw in Matt Collins. But
no,
like
that's right.
Outside of those two, though, am I really worried about the Patriots receiving core?
No. Very young, unproven. Like, it's just, that's how it is.
Yeah. That said, I've loved the Patriots drafts the last 2 years. They really do look like they're putting things together again.
I like the Mike Vrabel move. I think he's a good coach for them. He fits that same mentality Belichick had.
Mike Vrabel's very annoying of a coach because he's effective.
Yeah.
I do like what New England's doing on an outsider's perspective. As a Bills person, I hate it. Like, that part I don't love.
No, because you don't want that the Bills-Patriots to start being a thing again.
I'm okay with it being a thing.
But going the other way, I mean. Like, I don't think it will. It's the Bills division until it's not. Like, it's kind of how the AFC West is. It's the Chiefs, right?
Right.
Yes, Denver's getting good. Yes, the Chargers are getting good. Maybe with Greg Roman, I still don't really think so.
But it is favorable, though. New England's playing a fourth-place schedule. Mm-hmm. And they also look like the roster most ready to graduate from that.
Exactly.
Like, the Jets have a harder schedule than New England. Miami has a harder schedule than New England. That is because those were third and second.
Yeah.
New England did a lot of work this offseason. It's going to be interesting and telling to see how much of that work actually went into it and succeeds.
And the Jets basically have to recover from a virus that wiped out their entire immune system.
The Jets are in recovery mode.
It's bad.
The Dolphins are in, you might need to start hitting a hard reset button about them.
Yeah, Mike McDaniel is going to get you to 9-8 every season, and it's not going to be enough.
And he's not even the biggest problem. Their general manager is.
Yeah.
Chris Greer is just bad at his job.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy that he's there.
It's nice because, you know, call it a Bills-Dolphins rivalry, but it's not.
Except for one day. One day I was upset at him. And that was the first round of the NFL draft.
Oh, with Kenneth Grant. That is a sting. We all wanted Kenneth Grant.
I was on violence watch in that moment.
I was sitting out there writing and I heard you scream, you yell. You were just like, why?
I was so mad. He picked that day to be competent, and I was just like, oh.
Only in that round, though. Yeah. The rest of their selections are...
The rest of their draft is very baffling.
Yeah. Oh, we're getting some sprinkles out there, some rain. Sorry, yeah, just sudden downpour got me.
Fingers crossed for the ballpark for the Bisons today, that it stays away.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think the Patriots are definitely they're the contender for second. The rest is the AFC least, as far as I'm concerned.
We'll take a quick break here. Come back a little extended version of Booty Cheek of the Week because I have a lot to say about something Mike Greenberg had to say.
Hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.